We're standing in the middle of the rare beer tasting here at Wincoop Brewing. What is it for Colorado to have such an amazing festival come to, you know, the state every year?
I mean, what it is, it's a reputation builder for Colorado. I mean, it's been said over and over that Colorado is the Napa Valley of craft brewing. But the fact is, Napa Valley has for years worked that into an economic stimulus. People go there for no other reason than to drink wine. And what Colorado is finally starting to realize is we can turn beer drinking into a major economic impact. I mean, now the Great American Beer Festival has blown up in the last 5 years from something that you could walk up to the window to get tickets to something you have to reserve months in advance. And as much as that angers some people around here, it's a great thing economically. We just passed over the mark this year where more than 50% of the people who are coming here are from outside the state. That's huge for hotels, that's huge for restaurants, and it goes way beyond just the beer industry. But when you're standing in the middle of something like this, which is, you know, the Pintzer Prague State's Rare Beers event, it just adds prestige. You can't find this event anywhere else. And so not only do you have to come out for the Great American Beer Festival, if you want to get some of the rarest beers in America in one place, you got to come out here too. The more that Colorado and Denver specifically can build on this, the more it's really going to be, you know, sort of like Disney World to Orlando. It's the reason people come here. And luckily in Colorado, we have many reasons people come here. But it can be one more reason to draw tourists out. And the more tourists we get in, the better our economy gets.
And I think the question is, the Denver Post had a poll out saying, is GABF too big this year? Is it too big? Is it too much like a frat party? What do you say to that?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's the question of, has something become too successful? And the idea that the GABF is becoming more successful should only be kudos to it. Now, I mean, I do realize, I had a lot of friends who got shut out of tickets this year, but, you know, they said, you know, I remember the days, you know, just 5-6 years ago, we could walk up and get tickets, and it's not for the locals anymore. But the good thing is, it's not for the locals anymore. I mean, it's not just your corner bar, let's go down and get hammered party at this point. It's literally beer geeks from across America are coming into the country. And that actually makes it less of a frat party. Saturday night has long been a joke at the GABF. Most brewers don't show up Saturday night, most really good brewers, because they figure the discerning crowds are gone by then. This might actually make brewers start to show up for all four sessions. It's going to bring in people who are going to drink carefully and who are going to drink a lot, but who are also going to think, I want to try out this brew pub. I want to try out this beer bar. Who are going to get around to a lot more than just the festival to enjoy the city. And that's just an economic stimulus that we had never planned for.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.